Tuesday the 25th of December, Christmas morning service. Sermon series, What Are You Waiting For? Sermon title, Presence. Bible reading, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Talk by Reverend Martin Court.
The reading this morning is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Well, I need two volunteers, and a little birdie said to me as I was walking in, Joel and Tom would love to come and volunteer. So let's give them a round of applause as Joel and Tom come on up. They're fantastic this morning. Bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them. Don't decapitate yourself on the bits of string. They've fallen overnight. They were supposed to be much higher. Good, good, good. So what we need to do, the first thing you need to do is put an elastic band around your leg and up to your knee. One on that leg, one on that leg, and then one on the other leg, one on the other leg. Because it's Christmas, and we think of peace and quiet and tranquility, the birth of Jesus in the stable, I thought we'd have a sword fight today. Am I right? Is that the right thing to do on a Christmas morning? What? Of course it is. Now, so what you need to do, I've got balloons here, you need to tuck the balloon. The little end of the balloon goes in the elastic band. Little end of the balloon goes in the other elastic band. And the little end of the balloon goes in the other elastic band. You guys have obviously got to cheer on Tom. You guys have obviously got to cheer on young Joel here. So what we got is we've got a couple of swords. I'm going to give you a sword each. On the count of three, I'll go one, two, three, go. You'll draw your sword, and you've got to try to knock the balloon off the other person. Did you like that? You've got to try to knock the balloon, but don't do that, because you've got to stand on here. So, on the count of three, have you got it so far? So let's stand up on here, let's stand up on here. Don't draw your sword until I give the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three, go! Oh! But who was the winner there? It was Joel! More chocolate for the winner. But also, oh no, Tom! What happened here, Tom? Come on, what happened?
No, you sabotaged me.
No, sabotaged you? I wouldn't do that. I'm a vicar in the Church of England. Go sabotaging people. What do you mean? Oh, no, he's been let down, look. He's been let down. He thought it was a sword, but it wasn't. He's been let down. And do you know what? The Bible tells us that we can be let down in life. We can be let down. We can be let down by our relationships. We can be let down by our money. Let down by our health. We can be let down in this world. And you will all have written your Father Christmas lists out, and I can see that he's come, and I hope that you all got everything you want. But here's my question to you. What do we really want? I mean, I've got a Christmas list, and I wanted new trousers because I can never find any that are long enough. And by the grace of God, I've got some. But what do I really want? What do I really want in life? What I really want in life is not to be let down, isn't it? What I really want in life is for things to be held up and be strong. Jesus told a simple story. He said, guys, he said, you can build your life on two things. You can either build your life on sand, and the sand will get washed away. And I see that all the time. I see people in relationships, and when it starts getting tricky and hard in that relationship, they simply jump and go into another relationship. I see it in money, where people are working all the time. They're working, 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 24-7. They're trying to earn more money. They want a bigger car, a bigger house. They want bigger whatever it is. They never get to see their family. Never get to chill. Never get to play a round of golf. And then the trouble is, that can lead on to the old ticker, can't it? And I go and visit people in hospital all the time. Health letting us down. Jesus said, guys, you can build your life on that. But the likelihood is it's going to get washed away. Or he said, you can build your life on rock. And he means the Bible. He means God. He means something that won't let you down. Folks, so often we come across something that looks as if it's going to be good in life. But when we get to draw it out, it lets us down. It hasn't got what we want. Jesus says, guys, build your life on rock. So I pray that the rest of today goes really great. I pray that you continue to have a really great Christmas. I can see that people have had a great Christmas already. But what are you going to do after Christmas? What are you going to do in April or August or next year? We sometimes look at little baby Jesus in the manger and we go, ah. We forget that he came to fight. He came to fight for you and for me because he loves us so much. And he says to us, guys, build your life on me. That's why I've come at Christmas, so you can build your life on me and stand on the rock and not fall on the sand. Have a really great Christmas, guys. Happy Christmas. And let's give Tom a little bar of chocolate, because I did set you up, you're right. Give him a round of applause. Right on, guys. Thank you. Well done.